Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
You know why today is so much fun?
Because it's going to be super nice.
Well, that too.
I'm actually wearing shorts today.
But it is concert day
That's
today.
That's right.
Luke Bryan is tonight. Oh, my goodness. When's the last time you went to a concert?
Oh, man, do Blades games count?
I mean, kind
of. Like a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah. But what is the one kind of concert that, okay, past or present, they can be dead or
okay.
they can be still alive. What is one concert that you absolutely have to go to?
I drove 9 hours to Winnipeg and slept in a van for 2 nights to go see Green Day.
Yeah, that's
so,
fair.
That's fair. I'd love to see Green Day again.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would.
David Bowie would be cool too, though.
Yeah. You know, Billy Idol is coming too.
And ooh, that too.
That one to me triggers my brain for sure. And I loved the Chris Stapleton concert.
Oh yeah.
Like that was just unbelievable.
Yeah. If I'm going country, probably. I want to say, like, Willie Nelson was the first one that came to my brain. Yeah,
Willie would be
for
a
country.
Good time for sure. Yeah, I was, oh, man, Chris Stapleton blew me away.
Man, yeah.
Talk about one guy, just him singing with his guitar. That's all he needed.
Oh, Bryan Adams also did a kind of like an acoustic, like, bare bones tour where it was just him and a guitar.
Yeah.
I think more artists need to kind of do, like, acoustic concerts.
Yeah, that's how
concerts.
You know when
yeah.
the talent is there,
right.
when they can just acoustically blow your socks off.
Right.
Sarah, what do we have in our Country Music Insider today?
Jelly Roll apparently spent quite a bit of time in a juvenile detention center in Tennessee when he was growing up there. And now he's giving back by building a music studio at that same facility.
Oh, that's cool.
So 35 songwriters plus the mayor of Nashville were there to kind of celebrate the grand opening. And I like the idea of giving these kids kind of something to work towards.
Yeah, I'm loving this guy. The more I hear about him, it's just like I had a troubled past, but you know what? I want to make things right, and
right?
I want to do it for other people.
Right?
That's awesome.
He's so humble. I love him. Being a stepdad to Gwen Stefani's kids has apparently changed Blake Shelton. He says whether it's getting their hands in the dirt or being out on the ranch, he loves being the person that gets to kind of introduce the kids to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like, who else would be, like, super cool to show you around the farm but Blake Shelton?
No kidding, man.
Oh, man. And Kenny Chesney has now tied George Strait's record with his latest song, Take Her Home. They both have the most top 10 singles on the country airplay chart with 61 each.
That's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Hey?
Yeah.
Man, if I could get like one song around there, that would be fantastic.
Right?
Let alone 60
61.
Of them.
Holy
My
man.
Goodness. All right. That's our Country Music Insider this morning.